With U.S. elections just 2 weeks away, the possibility of war with Iraq and the sour economy are campaign issues in most states, but not in Colorado. The case of an undocumented immigrant and his political defenders is making headlines and has created a surprising rift in the Republican Party there. Eric Whitney of member station KSUT reports.
Republican Tom Tancredo, who represents southwestern Denver in the U.S. House, is no fan of the Denver Post. He was especially irked by a recent front-page story that featured a local undocumented family, the Apodacas, and their son Jesus, who graduated with honors from a local high school. The story was about a new bill before Congress that would not only allow tens of thousands of undocumented aliens to legally attend public colleges and universities, but to pay in-state tuition rates as well. After reading the article, Tancredo called the Immigration and Naturalization Service, he says, just to see what the agency does when illegal immigrants come to their attention. The Post then ran what Tancredo says was an inaccurate follow-up story.
Front page of the Denver Post says Tom Tancredo demands deportation of Jesus Apodaca. Now, of course, I never used anybody's name individually, and I didn't demand anything, but I expect the INS to do their job. And if that means doing what he told me they do under those circumstances, then that's what they should do.
The INS said their policy is to deport undocumented aliens, but the publicity of this case attracted high-profile defenders for the Apodacas. And to Tancredo's dismay, they were his fellow Colorado Republicans, fearing, he says, a backlash from Latino voters.
Well, I think they are sort of afraid it might be a third rail, I'm not sure. And maybe they don't believe me. Maybe they just don't agree with me. I mean, that is possible, you know. As misguided as that might be.
The case of the Apodaca's young son, Jesus, has become a political litmus test for Republican candidates this election season. Wayne Allard, in a dead heat for Colorado's junior Senate seat, publicly chastised Tancredo for not appreciating immigrant labor. Governor Bill Owens, also up for re-election, brought up the plight of the student when he met with President Bush, who was on a campaign swing through Colorado last month.
Gather around a little tighter.
Bob Beaupre is the Republican candidate for Colorado's brand new 7th Congressional District, which is right next door to Tancredo's in suburban Denver. But where Tancredo is considered a shoe-in in his district, Beaupre is fighting for every vote he can get. His district is about 20% Latino.
I've been taking a little different approach, very similar and consistent, I think, with the president's approach, a pragmatic approach. You know, here's a family that's been here for a long time, a young man who came really as a child. They brought him along. What's he going to do? Say, no, Mom and Dad, I'm not going to go?
Tancredo says he knows he's out of step with much of his party on the issue.
I'm certainly not in sync with the administration. The Republican Party sees massive immigration of illegal and illegal individuals as a source of cheap labor. The president of the United States wants to use the whole thing as a wedge issue to attract more Hispanic voters.
Whatever the motivation, five states have already passed laws that allow some illegal aliens to attend college at in-state rates. A federal law to do the same is pending, the so-called DREAM Act introduced by Republican Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah. But according to Francisco Miraval, who runs a Denver bilingual news service, Colorado candidates can't expect to win Latino votes just by defending Apodaca.
That piece of legislation, I think, is one piece in a larger context. The possibility of studying at the public schools and paying in-state tuition is one piece of that puzzle.
For the 17% of Coloradoans who are Hispanic, there are many other important pieces of the puzzle this election season. A ballot initiative would end bilingual education in Colorado, the potential for a new federal guest worker program, and the city of Denver's acceptance of special ID cards that the Mexican government gives to illegal immigrants are stirring the pot as well. Meanwhile, Jesus Apodaca, the focus of all this political furor, has gone into hiding as politicians and immigration officials debate his legal and scholastic future. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Denver.